Hi, you are tuned in to The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, and we're happy to be here. Hey, did you know that Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or that you can make an appointment? That's right. If that time frame doesn't work for you, you can call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. And you can still get an opportunity to check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health and more. That's nationwide Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
That's right. And, Mike, I have this. It is called Cowgirl Sass and Savvy, and it's by Julie Carter. The title actually is Apologize First. Like most of the critters at the ranch, some cowboys are smarter than others. Tom happened to be one of the smarter ones. He and Sue Ann worked together almost every day on the big ranch. He had figured out that at some point during the day, the cattle, the horses, or the hired help would do something that would require him to yell at Sue Ann. I've mentioned before that a cowboy has this tendency to bark orders or some random correction at his wife so that the people that need to hear it won't be offended, but will still be informed of what's going on. So, with that in mind, we'll go on. Sue Ann's historical reaction to this tactic wasn't something Tom recalled with pleasantries. In view of the fact that most days she was the best help he had, he considered several options of minimizing the effects of his methods. One morning at breakfast, he decided to pre-apologize for any mistakes he made during the day. A pre-apology could and would cover almost everything, save time during the workday, and enable him to be comfortable in his recliner at day's end while she fixed supper instead of using that time to soothe her. What goes up must come down is not a solid physics theory when it comes to cattle and especially yearlings. Sometimes the mistake of parking a semi-truck of cattle to be unloaded with a trailer pointed downhill makes for an exciting moment. Nothing short of a thunderbolt will stop the stampede before they get to the bottom. Give those same cattle a hill or a mountain to climb, and they'll find the top and take up permanent residence without any intention of coming back down, unless first it becomes their idea. When it's their idea, especially if you get a bunch of them gathered up on the top of the hill and pointed downward, refer to the previous part of the story and thunderbolt theory. On this particular day, fall was approaching. Tom and Sue Ann had started moving the cattle from the high country to shipping pastures at lower elevations. The hired help had gathered up as day was breaking, slickers tied to the backs of their saddles for the inevitable afternoon showers. Tom, Sue Ann, and crew worked their way up the mountain trail to get above the cattle. Yearlings can be pretty snaky in the brush. They have been known to sneak around behind the riders or even end up on the side of the cliff-like place where the only method to get them to move is the very uncowboy method of throwing rocks at them. That is one of those cowboy skills you don't hear talked about much. When a sizable bunch had been collected to a clearing, the hands started moving the cattle down a steep ridgetop complete with plenty of rocks and deadfall. Sue Ann was riding point to the left of the herd, charged with keeping them headed in the right direction. As will happen, something that nobody but the cattle saw or heard spooked them, and the race was on. At a dead run downhill they ran, but of course not in any direction they needed to be going. Sue Ann jumped up in the front of her saddle and rode hell-bent for leather through the treacherous, steep terrain, trying to head the cattle. In an effort to not kill herself or her horse in the rescue, she did have to pull up a few places and select a less lethal path through a natural gauntlet of dangers. Finally, a little further down the hill than Tom had planned, everything came to a halt. Tom, already calculating the pounds and dollars that just ran off the cattle, simply couldn't help himself even when he knew better. He rode over to Sue Ann and asked her why she let the cattle run and why she didn't get them stopped sooner. It was good thinking on his part that he had already pre-apologized.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. Just a reminder, there are no new sins. The old ones just get more publicity. There are worse things than getting a call for a wrong number at 4 a.m. It could be the right number. And think about this. No one ever says, it's only a game, when his team is winning. Again, if you'd like to send something to The Good Stuff, just put it on an email, kimhburge@gmail.com. Tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.